Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
That with God all things are possible. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's quickly turn to the book of Numbers chapter 16. The story of Numbers chapter 16 is a very known story. It's the story of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. It's a story of a rebellion against God's priesthood. In Numbers 16, from verse 3, scripture said, they gathered together against Moses and Aaron. Not against Moses alone, but against Moses and Aaron. How many of us remember Aaron is the priest? Are we together? And they said to them, you take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Why do you exalt yourself above the assembly of God? So when Moses had it, he fell on his face. He spoke to Korah. He fell on his face. He spoke to Korah and to all his company, saying, tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is and who is holy. And they were caused to come near to him. So the description of who is God's own is the person that God causes to come near. The simple definition of a priest is the person God calls to come near. God will show, it will cause him to come near to him, even him whom he has chosen, and it will cause to come near unto him. Yes. These do take you sense as Korah and all his company, and put fire therein and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, it shall be holy. You take too much upon yourself, you sons of Levi. Somebody say sons of Levi. So the people who steered this rebellion were actually Levites. Are we together? Verse 8. And Moses said unto Korah, here I pray you, you sons of Levi, seemeth it a small thing unto you that God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he had brought thee near to him and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. Seek ye the priesthood also. So, when the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram happened, it was a rebellion of Levites who were seeking priesthood. Are we together? So, the question there is, we all came near to God. Why? We're all near to God. Why is somebody trying to even look like he's nearer to God? So the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram is actually a rebellion against the priesthood of Aaron. Are we together? And the end of that story is that Moses prayed to God and said, God, if this man die a natural death, it's okay. But you must do a new thing. And the ground opened and swallowed them. Fire came. When fire came out, the Bible says Aaron had to run into the midst of the congregation, took a censer in his hand, and he stood between the living and the dead. That is, where he stood, on one boundary was the dead, and after him was the living. He had to start that, he had to stand in priesthood, he had to intercede. He had to stop the work of the rebels. So in number 17, that's where I'm really going. God now told Israel, Moses, tell all the leaders of Israel to bring a rod to God. I want to answer the rebels once and for all. I want to show the person I have chosen. And God needs to answer us once and for all, under which priesthood is trying to bring us to perfection. He needs to clearly identify for us the priesthood that he has ordained. Are we together? And that night, everybody laid the rod before God. And overnight, the rod of Aaron budded, produced, that's in Numbers chapter 17. The rod of Aaron budded and produced. Let me get that place. I want us to look at something. I'm just rushing a thought. With Pastor Shea, you have to rush a thought. It's from the white man's land. I'm a Yoruba man. I spend money learning English. So I do everything in the African way. Amen. So, in verse 8 of that place, it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and the rod of Aaron, the rod of Levi, of the house of Levi, had sprouted, put forth buds. He had produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds. Moses brought out all the rods before the Lord to the children of Israel. They looked, every man took his rod. And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels. Somebody say against the rebels. That they may put their complaints away from me, lest they die. So what God did there was to put to silence the rebellion against the priesthood he has chosen. Are we together? Are we together? There is a priesthood that has been ordained to bring us to climax. And we must stop rebelling and trying to look for a priesthood where there is none. Are we together? Because if we keep looking for the priesthood that is not ordained of God, we will not come into the rest that God has ordained for us. We must know the priest. Because he's the one that will get, that will have the right to come near to God. And coming near to God, he gives us access to God. So who is the priest? Is it the sons of Korah? Is it the sons of Dathan? Is it the sons of Abiram? Or is it Aaron? So God caused the rod of Aaron to bud, to identify. The budding rod was the sign of resurrection. One of the reasons why Jesus was raised is because God wants to put some questions to rest. And it started budding all overnight. Who is this priest that I don't want you to have any doubt about? Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14. Somebody said, we have a high priest. And we can identify him. Talk to me, say we can identify him. And we can follow him. There's no ambiguity about it. We have it. We are not the sons of Korah and Dathan and Abiram. We have put some rebellions to rest. I will show you the rebellions we are putting to rest tonight before I go. Because part of the rebellion we are putting to rest is called self-righteousness. It's a rebellion. They keep rising, trying to tell us they are the things that bring us into God's presence. But we have settled it. We know how to come to God.
Hallelujah.
We know the priest. Are we together? Look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Somebody said, we have a great high priest. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. We can identify who our high priest is. We know who he is, and we know what he is not. He's not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all point tempted like we are, yet without sin. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Somebody say, we have such an high priest. Look at that. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 20. From Hebrews chapter 7, from verse 20 to 28. Inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made a priest, talking about Jesus. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear, we will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much, Jesus was made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by the reason of death. So there were many priests. Like the sons of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, in actual sense were Levites. But they were not the ones ordained to come near. There are so many spiritual things that can bring you to what God wants you to do. There are so many priests, but there is one priest. We must understand the priesthood under whom we operate. There are so many priests, but there is one priest. Are we together? Look at what he now said. But this man, because he continues ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, is able to save to them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us. This high priest is for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from from sinners, made higher than the heavens. We need not daily like those high priests to offer sacrifices. Are you saying that this scripture is comparing two types of priesthood? He is not like those high priests. This is this high priest. It's like when God said, everybody put your rod before God. Let me identify for you the one that will come near. Are we together? Okay, maybe I should. Give me Hebrews 8, 1 again. Hebrews 8, verse 1. Now the things which are spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest. Somebody say, we have an high priest. So we have been able to look at all the priesthood and we know this is our high priest. We are not looking for this high priest. We have him. He's sufficient for the world. He's sufficient for every agenda of God. Everything has been given to him. There is nothing that remains that is not given to him. And that is the high priest we have. I wish you can come to it. That's why I'm not amazed about any challenge that has been raised before you in this meeting. You have an high priest. I'm not afraid about any height that has been revealed to us. We have an high priest. This high priest is not talking to people he does not know. He has been like us. He was tempted like us. He became like us. He knows what it means to have constraints, but he's still telling you this is what God is saying to you. Are we together, church? Praise the Lord. When people are not sure of God, they create ideas. There's a story in the book of Judges chapter 17. There was this particular man whose mother consecrated some money to God and he took the money. They called his name Micah. Yeah. Then the mother was talking, where's the money? And he said, I took it. The mother said, I've consecrated it to God to make an idol. Okay. Then he made an idol. Then when he made an idol, then he made one of his sons, his family, a priest. Then he began to speak to himself. I have God now since I have a representation or an idol of God in my house. But there was still a question. One day he saw a Levite. He said, it will be better. It will be better if I can get a Levite. Yes. As my priest. It will be closer. So he went to the Levite. He said, I will pay your money. Name the price. The guy said, this is better. Then the day night came. In Judges chapter 18, they saw the Levite. They said, is it not better for you to be the priest of a whole tribe than to be the priest of one man? And the Levite too calculated. And the Bible ended all those stories with one thing. All this happened when the house of God was still in Shiloh. They were looking for what was not lost. God's high priest, God's priest was in Shiloh. But because, you see, there is something called being ignorant of God's righteousness. When you become ignorant of God's righteousness, you seek your righteousness. When you become ignorant of God's provision, you seek your own provisions. And the problem about your own provision is that they will always have their lacuna. And when you see there where they don't fit, you had something. That's why religion. Do you know why how religion starts? They start with one commandment. Then as you are obeying that one commandment, you see something else that needs to be added. You see? Then you had. Then before you know what's happening, you have a whole canon of laws. Because it will always have its limits. And sometimes, when we are not even sure of this priest, we will still be looking. Maybe if we have a higher version. I have good news for you. There is no higher version of priesthood. In fact, you know one beautiful thing about the Melchizedek priesthood? He has no descendant. He has no beginning, he has no end. It's not like Aaron, he doesn't have children. You have to just say to it once and for all, this is the priesthood. There's none you are looking for. It's Aaron you operate with like that. You don't operate with Melchizedek like that. Melchizedek is eternal. Melchizedek has no beginning and has no ending. Face it once and for all. We have such an high priest. Are we together, church? I don't know whether I can tie this up. And this is what I want. This is what I'm trying to say. Hebrews chapter 10. I'm trying to teach us how to activate faith. Faith doesn't work when there is doubt in the heart of people. When you are not even sure that you accepted, how do you talk to God? In Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 19, this is the conclusion. Hebrews 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which is consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. We have the sacrifice and we have the priest. Are we together? So we have no reason to draw back. Are we together, church? We have the perfect sacrifice. We have the perfect priesthood. The only response that remains is the response of drawing near with full assurance. That's why I keep trying to talk to Ross that it is an aberration and it is not accurate to respond to this perfect sacrifice and perfect priesthood with doubts and lack of assurance. As though there is something else we are still waiting for. Are we together? Because there is no descendant of the order of Melchizedek that you are waiting for. He's come. Now, they had to shut up the rebels. What rebels are we shutting down in our own time? For example, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul said, we are the from verse 3, he said, we are the circumcision that worship God in the spirit. We have no confidence in the flesh. He said, we are circumcised on the head day. He said, I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees. These voices keep rising. At one time, they want to come to you and tell you they are the platform of your acceptance. Every time. They are the voice of the rebels. God has shown you that you come by the blood into the holiest because you have an high priest over the house of God. God has shown you this is what I choose. But as you are going along, the Pharisee in you will rise. The circumcision will rise. The tithing will rise. For our own language. The fastings and prayer. Very powerful tools, which I do. They will rise. But you know they can become the symbol of rebellion against God's plan. They can become even high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Even teachings can become high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Even teachings. Because soon they will keep speaking. So Paul said, and what was Paul's fight? He said, so that I will never be found in him in my own righteousness. Every day when my righteousness rises up, I call it his name. It's a rebellion against God. Because he's trying to come into God's presence with something God has not satisfied. So I keep telling it, no, you are not coming in. Are we together? I keep telling, no. I keep resting on what God wants to do in my life by the fact of his purpose. We speak about God's plan for our lives. That's where we find the anchor. That's why even sometimes when we don't understand where he's taking us, we say, well, he knows the plan. Do you discover that's where rest comes? Even when anxiety is a rebellion. It is right in the flesh, but wrong in the spirit to think about tomorrow. Is it not right in the flesh to sit down and have your plan? Everything cut out. But the Bible says, do not. Because it's a rebellion, because it's something that will raise his head against the knowledge of God. Are we together? God said that my blessing is not on those things. They don't board. They don't produce what I want to do. You must reject anything that is called self-righteous. We all have it. In fact, some of us think we are better Christians because of some type of churches we attend. Say, PGT is the place of perfection. So, which church do you attend? You are still attending CAC. Okay, are you? Where they are killing people. Here we deal with the word. Yes, if the word is dealing with you, it's good. Truly, sometimes we are dealing with the word, but the word is not dealing with you. So people in Okia, your God, sometimes might be doing better. Do you know there is nothing that cannot become objects of self-appreciation, self-attestation in us? Our church, our preaching staff. Pastor, some people can get to some people pride themselves that they read epistles more than any other person. It can become, I'm telling you, there are subtle rebellion against God's dependence. So when a preacher comes to before them and says, first scripture is open. Let's open to Numbers. This man does not understand where the meat is. Deliver yourself tonight. Amen. Are we together? What did I say? Deliver yourself tonight. Because the enemy is just trying to put you into something that will not produce nothing. Because the men of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, the Bible said they were renowned men. They were renowned men, but they were not chosen men. It's amazing how certain things can be high, but they are not accepted. Are we together? That high priest stood up in that day and said, is it not right for a man to die than for a whole nation to die? It fitted into logic. It fitted into prophetic description as an high priest. It fitted into everything. But it was not necessarily the very counsel of God. It was produced out of the spirit of rebellion against the counsel of God. Are we together? Anything that is not orchestrated by the spirit of Christ, no matter what, no matter how spiritual it is, it's rebellion. Because God has clearly identified how you come. Let us come by the blood. Let somebody celebrate the blood of the Lamb here tonight. Let us come by the blood. So, in Romans 9, 30 to 33, Romans 10, verse 1 to 3, spoke about Israel. He said they became ignorant of God. He said they established their own righteousness. Their own righteousness. Let me give you a summary of all we have been saying. Number one, we have an high priest. We are not planning to have. We are not looking for. We have. How did we have? Because he decided to take the form of man. If he was not man, every high priest is chosen from among men. When he became flesh and decided to side with us, he took on that office. I have an high priest. Number two, we have a new covenant. These are things you need to settle that can make your faith work. We have a new covenant in the blood, and it has been shed. 3, we have an heavenly sanctuary. The priesthood today is not manifested in house built with hands. Pastor, I was even reading in the Bible. Paul said something. Paul said, do you know that those who minister at the altar eat of the altar? So God has ordained that those who preach the gospel live by the gospel. Preaching the gospel is ministering at the altar. So the day you go and you are preaching, you are ministering at the altar. It is a house not built with hands. That's how you serve out your priesthood. Because you are handling the divine. Do you know the gospel is God's eternal counsel, hidden from the foundation of the world, is the most holy. You don't get it. He said this is the wisdom that was revealed, that was hidden from foundation of the world, which is now made known. That is the holy, that's what happens in the most holy place. Something that there was a veil on for a long time until the day of atonement, and now the priest can come into. That's how the gospel is. That's why Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world, but kept as a secret in God. Then a generation came. God now said, I'll put it in your mouth to go and proclaim that which I've kept secret by prophetic scripture. That is the most holy. Don't be looking for the vessel. Where will I pour the oil? No. Do you get? Understanding. Can you imagine? God kept in his heart for a long time that Gentiles and Jews were going to be heirs of one body. And he always knew. He always knew that the time is going to come when you will never call unclean whatsoever he has called clean. It was in his plan. But can he trust you with it? He came to Peter and said, don't. And Peter said, Lord, I cannot. You see, we need to be so calibrated that we come to a point that any testimony of God is our acceptance. Whatsoever he says, and we cherish it like that. Like the priest carried vessels in the temple. That's the way we carry the gospel. One of the reasons why I don't play to the gallery when I preach is because I'm a custodian of something. I don't even know whether I'm going to be the last chance for somebody to understand it. I don't play to the gallery. That's got me so many problems. I'll tell you the truth. I'm a man of... I was praying for myself this morning. I was praying for my wife. I said, I need to be telling this woman, you really need to pray for me. Then I myself said, I need to be praying for her. Because she really needs to have strength to be praying for me. Because there are very few people that understand me. I've been in many places. People just think, this guy just likes to be different. No, it's because there is something I have seen I cannot deny. Are we together? And I listen. But I cannot deny what has been revealed to me. And I must carry it with something. Like the priest carried the holy things. And it does not touch the unclean thing. Because unbelief is unclean. When they talk about cleanse yourself from every impurity of the flesh and of the soul. Impurities of the soul are not like impurities of the flesh. Anxiety is an impurity of the soul. Of the mind, of your spirit. You have to be cleansed from it. Because immediately it's active in your life, you cannot receive certain things God is saying. You'll be running ahead of God. Are we together? And we must be cleansed from it. We must not touch it. You must become so incapacitated that you cannot even do certain things. When you want to be anxious, you raise your voice and thank God. Because to be anxious is to deny what you have seen. And to deny it is to touch what is unclean. Are we together? Let me round off because I don't want to get... So we have an heavenly sanctuary. We have a mediator. We have a perfect sacrifice. Let me tell you the last thing that we need. All we need is to hold on to our confession. Kill the doubt. Like God had to kill the men of Israel those days and say, this is my priest. Let put it to rest forever that Aaron and his household has been chosen. The same way, you must put it to rest forever in your mind that we already have an high priest whose name is Jesus,
that we already have a perfect sacrifice, that we already have a mediator, that we already have an heavenly sanctuary. Put it to rest. Shut down every word. Those are the things the Bible calls every high thing that exalts itself. Because when they say high thing, we think it's... No. Anything that just challenges the testimony of God is raising itself. Praise the Lord. Is it clear to us tonight? And they shut down the rebels. And it's time for us to shut down the rebels. We are of them that reject all disobedience. Do you know, even being born again is called obedience to the faith. It's just an obedience. That God said, this is the pathway, and I line up. I'm going to be all God wants me to be. I have no doubt. And some people say, how can you speak like that? It's not because I'm not speaking by myself. I have an high priest that is making, he is able to save me to the uttermost. He doesn't die. He's not like Aaron. Aaron can have so much great intention. And when he's about to enter, God will say, you have to die. And if somebody that can die promises you, be praying that he doesn't die before he fulfills the promise. But if somebody that liveth forever promises you, just lift your hands and begin to give him praise. Because he that began a good work in you. I believe the glory days of the church are still ahead. It doesn't matter how battered we have been. He said, but pastor, by the time I look at the situation, I look at the society, I have no faith. Yes, but I have faith in the one who liveth forevermore. I have faith in the one whose words cannot die. Can we just lift our hands and bless him? It's time to shut down the voice of the rebels tonight. The voice of ourself. The voice of the flesh. Some of them are so intelligent, but they are not accurate. Some of them are so high, but they are not accurate. Can we just honor this great high priest? We place you on the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you far above all hell, all hell. As we come to you to worship at your feet, we place you on the highest place, and for you have the great high priest. We place you high above all hell, Lord, we come to you to worship. I want us to just pray some few prayers this evening. After Joseph saw that dream, he said, I saw the 11 stars. I saw the sun, I saw the moon bow to me. The next thing they did was what we never make it happen. They said, let's sell him. Then we will see how that dream will come to pass. The enemy is against these things proclaimed coming to pass. But he didn't know that the ones that determined they are coming to pass is not even Joseph. It's the one who spoke to Joseph. Do you get what I'm saying? So when they sold him, they didn't know the one who gave him the dream was still at work. There is still an high priest over the house of God. I want you to confess to him tonight, Lord, we believe your testimony. In our life is coming to pass. In our days is coming to pass. We are not leaving this place without boldness.
We are not leaving this place without coming near. We are coming near in confidence. We are coming near in faith in the name of Jesus. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Jerema baba baba baba. Mambro bo seketeria baba. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Habakkuk said, "By the just shall live by faith." And he quoted it when he said, "Even if the vision tarries."
Oh my God. There are sometimes you leave this type of conference and it's as if everything they said hangs.
It just tarries.
It doesn't filter down into real life. But this is where the righteous stands. The anchor that holds you in place with what tarries that will not eventually tarry is faith. He that will come, though he tarries, but he will come. So how do you keep yourself in place? When he that will come, because he will come, and when he says he will come. But life sometimes will make him look like he tarries. Then your anchor in the midst of that experience is faith. Lord, our faith will not fail. He said, when you come on earth, will you find faith on the earth? Lord, we hang it on you. Daily you are renewing it. Daily you are renewing it. Daily you are renewing it. Daily you are steering it. In the name of Jesus. Daily you are renewing it. Daily you are renewing it. Daily you are strengthening our inner man. Daily you are strengthening our inner man. Daily you are renewing it. Thank you, Jesus. So daily I sally. Often as I breathe. Let my whole life.
Believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.